A new iWake website, the Paper app for iPad, Devon Technologies turns 10 years old, newsstand not a flop, and a long-awaited sequel is on the way. It's Friday, March 30th, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning and welcome to another edition of iWake. Before kicking off today's episode, I would like to announce that iWake has a brand new website. It's up at iWakePodcast.com. The site is designed with responsiveness in mind, so whether you resize it, no matter what size it is, you'll be able to see everything, including videos. It all rescales really well. So it's pretty nice, and I'd love if you could check it out. Also note is that show notes will finally continue on after the day is finished up, so you'll be able to check out the archives for links that I did on previous episodes. So we'll start with shows I did this week, so you won't be able to find the really, really old ones, but starting this week, you'll be able to find those in the future. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know if you have any feedback about the new site. You can email me at iwakepodcast@gmail.com. Now, onto some general Apple news about the iPhone. First up is the iPhone class action lawsuit, and it's around the so-called antenna issue. The settlement is now out and available to those involved. According to Mac Rumors, Apple will provide someone who is qualified for this a $15 cash payment. Whoop-de-doo, to class members who send in a valid claim form. The claim form will require you to declare that you, A, experienced antenna or reception issues with your iPhone 4, B, were unable to return your iPhone 4 without incurring any costs, C, were unwilling to use a case or free bumper for your iPhone 4, which I'm not sure why you'd be unwilling to do that, or D, completed certain troubleshooting steps, or are unable to complete the troubleshooting steps because you no longer own an iPhone 4. Something to note here is that Apple is still providing free black bumpers upon request to iPhone 4 users. As noted by the Apple Support article, if you are still experiencing antenna or reception issues after performing the troubleshooting steps, contact an authorized iPhone service provider in your area to request your free black iPhone 4 bumper. So there you go. For whatever reason, if you feel your antennas are an issue still, you can contact Apple for a solution with either $15 or a free bumper. In other iPhone news is the cool stat that Android and iPhone now make up 91% of all recent smartphone purchases in America. RIM is at 5% and other at 4%. The interesting stat that this trend is growing more and more upwards towards a two-legged race. I hope that Windows Phone 7 can one day supplant Android as number two, but that day is far, far away. Thanks to Nielsen for the study. Now onto some app news. First is an update to iTunes. Version 10.6.1 includes the following. First off, fixes several issues that may cause iTunes to quit unexpectedly while playing videos or changing artwork size in grid view and syncing photos to your device. Some things you may want to do before iTunes quits on you. It addresses an issue where some iTunes interface elements are incorrectly described by voiceover and window eyes. So if you use that kind of built-in accessibility, that's going to be a porn fix as well. It'll fix a problem where iTunes may become unresponsive when syncing an iPod Nano or Shuffle, another thing where you'd probably want fixed. And next up, and finally, it resolves an ordering problem when browsing TV episodes in your iTunes library on an Apple TV. The update weighs in at 64.4 megabytes and can be downloaded from Software Update. Next up in app news, I wanted to highlight a piece by The Verge. The piece highlights and interviews the developer of the brand new Paper app. The Paper app is a simply amazing app, and here's a bit of info about it. Paper is where ideas begin. It is the easiest and most beautiful way to create on the iPad. Capture ideas as sketches, diagrams, illustrations, notes, or drawings, and share them across the web. Paper was designed from the ground up for touch and creating on the go. No fussy buttons, settings, or distractions. Paper works the way you think, like a familiar notebook or journal. Have all your ideas in one place. Productivity meets beauty with no settings. It's basically this really simple app. And it comes with this free tool called Sketch. And you're able to purchase tools like Sketch, Write, Outline, or Color. And it's a cool model because the app is free and you get to have it in all its glory with the draw tool. And if you want to continue on with that, you can add all these other tools to make it even better. The app is a joy to use, and I would recommend getting it simply to play around with its incredible interface. I'd also recommend reading the full post at The Verge, where you'll hear the foundation and kind of principles of what paper is all about and what makes it unique. The link to The Verge and that article can be found on iWakePodcast.com in the show notes. Closing out app news today is the celebration of a now 10-year-old company, Devon Technologies. The company turns 10 tomorrow, and I wanted to share a sale that they're having as a result. That's why I'm doing this a day early. Their apps are top-notch and must-have for Mac users, especially those that like to do research. And it was really handy for me when I was a student, a lot of their apps, like DevonThink. So here's the shortened version of the email they sent me commemorating this special occasion. 10 years ago, on March 31st, 2002, Devon Technologies opens its shop doors, and we sold its very first license to DevonThink 1, and we enjoy it every year since, creating this awesome software. Thank you guys for a wonderful time, and because of that, we're giving you a 25% discount on all our apps all weekend long. Whether you don't have a license to DevonThink, Devon Agent, Devon Spear, or Devon Note, and want to buy one, or want to give a license to someone who needs it, this weekend is your chance to get it at a great price. It will close on Tuesday, April 3rd, 2012 at 9 a.m. CET time. Head on over to devonthink.com for more information. It's across the site. You should not need a promo code for this to work. It should just automatically do it for you. Now on to some tablet news. To begin, our reports that Newsstand, which I believe should be used on a tablet. It's not really optimized for the phone that much. It now generates $70,000 of revenue per day for some of the top magazine providers out there in the Newsstand app store. According to Destimo, the top 100 magazines, newspapers, and publications offered here are generating $70,000 a day in the United States alone. That's about $25.6 million per year at this present rate. But it could add to the iPad's momentum here, so it could even get even better as time goes by, as more iPads are sold. This number is only going to go higher. The firm said the top five publications on Newsstand, according to them, are The Daily, The New York Times for iPad, The New Yorker, National Geo, and Cosmopolitan. An amazing number that should encourage others to create awesome iPad magazines, because people will pay for awesome content. Another tablet news is that media tablet, that 7-inch tablet, the Kindle Fire. The Fire just got an update to version 6.3, and according to The Verge, they highlight a lot of its features and includes a toolbar for sharing notes with passages within books, I should say, as well as book extras, which adds the written equivalency of basically DVD special features like character bios or glossaries to the books. It adds personal documents will now sync to Amazon Cloud. So if you have personal documents on your Kindle Fire, it'll sync. Textbooks will be available to preserve original formatting as well as page numbers, and you'll also have more time to watch your movies that you rent. The rental period now starts when you start watching the movie rather than when you finish downloading the movie, which is a good thing for sure. If you're a Fire user, go out and get the update right now. Last up in tablet news is the revelation that many have had, and it's a simple revelation, that the Retina display on the new iPad is underrated and something to marvel at and appreciate. Macworld wrote up a great opinion piece on why the screen is underrated and in and of itself is worth an upgrade for iPad 2 owners. The main argument here is for text clarity, the amount of text people look at on the iPad. Also, he notes that the screen can actually dim even further down, so when you're reading at night, that's another benefit. It can get brighter as well. Dan Frakes, who wrote the piece, closes by saying, "But for the people who, like me, use the iPad on a daily basis for long reading sessions, I think the new iPad screen alone is enough to make you figure out how much of a value that is." So that's that. iPad 3 screen, awesome. Closing out the show today is a movie that many are excited about and will one day be available in the iTunes movie store. The movie is this, Anchorman 2. It's official and it's coming. Will Ferrell has signed on, as well as other original cast members. The 2004 hit Anchorman is finally getting its sequel. I enjoyed the original and look forward to this sequel. Not exactly Apple news, but a fun bit of news I hope some of you will enjoy. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you like this show, head over to iTunes to leave a review. And don't forget to subscribe to iWake Again over at iWakePodcast.com/again. With the day being Friday, I just want to remind you guys that every Saturday I do a show called iWake Again, where I do interviews and discussions all about Apple. So head over to iWakePodcast.com/again to sign up. Also, if you haven't seen the video version, check it out on YouTube, youtube.com/tchatten. Join me on Monday for another edition of iWake. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you again, subscribers, tomorrow.